It's January 15, the day in 1959 when the first Logies were presented. Graham Kennedy was one of those first winners with the Star of the Year award for In Melbourne Tonight.
Now tonight, as you already know, everybody's going to do something different. I'm going to try and be good.
It was on this day in 1970 that Diana Ross officially left the Supremes to pursue a solo career. Their biggest hit together in Australia was this one in 1967. Happy Day started on January 15, 1974. You might remember this from the first episode.
Put on my pair by the platters. Put arm around back of couch so it's around her.
Which arm?
Well, that depends on what side of the couch you're sitting on. If you're right-handed, you sit on the left side or vice versa.
Gen 15 birthdays, Pete Waterman is 72. He's one-third of the British producing and songwriting team, Stock, Aitken & Waterman, who created hits for the likes of Bananarama, Mel & Kim, Kylie Minogue and Rick Astley.
There was this little singer at the front, little guy with ginger hair. He reminded me of Van Morrison, the way he had these awkward moves, but with this great voice.
Gareth Hale, the British comedian who hit our TVs as part of the comedy team Hale and Pace, is 66.
Two very funny geezers by the names of Hale and Hale. Hale and Pace.
Well, that's only one funny geezer then, isn't it?
And league great Greg Inglis is 32 today. The Rabbitohs captain has spent 15 seasons as one of the game's best. Finally, American civil rights leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Martin Luther King was also born on this day in 1929, assassinated in 1968, remembered for one of the most inspiring speeches of all time.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
Some of the things we're remembering on January 15.